Now is the time to prepare for a blissful day as we read the Rhapsody of Realities, a daily devotional authored by Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome from Love World.
Today's topic is Model Your Life After Christ. Our opening scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 to 30. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Pastor says, there are some Christians who like to model their life after the Old Testament prophets. Some actually would pray, O Lord, I want to be a type of Elijah, so that I may initiate a bolt of lightning down out of the sky and incinerate your enemies. Some ask for the same unction Jeremiah had, so they can prophesy judgment on people and nations that don't believe in God. Something is wrong. Don't try to be another Elijah or Jeremiah. Emulate Christ. In Luke chapter 9, verses 54 to 55, when James and John, two of the disciples, witnessed the rejection of Jesus in a Samaritan village, they asked the Master, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did? The Lord rebuked and severely censured them. He said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of. The Bible says you must display a new nature because you are a new person, created in God's likeness, righteous, holy, and true. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. You aren't to be old-fashioned after the Old Testament prophets. We have a model, and that's Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1, we're admonished to be imitators of God as his beloved children. We're to emulate his quiet, gentle, loving and compassionate spirit. This is easy because we have his life and nature in us. Therefore, we can talk and love like him and walk in absolute mastery and dominion in the earth. Even in prayer, emulate Jesus. Study the content of his prayer. For example, in John 17, and pray like him. Have the primary desire and enduring passion to please the Father as he did. His joy was to fulfill the will of the Father. That should be your focus every day. If you're on the journey to be like the revivalists of the old, or to be patterned after the Old Testament prophets, or anyone else for that matter, recalibrate your life immediately. You'd be amazed at the profound joy that will engulf you, leaving you transformed into a more Christ-like personality. Hallelujah. Say this confession with me. My life is for the glory of God, because it's modeled after Christ. My desires align with his perfect will as I live to please him in all things. His love, compassion and tender mercies are manifested in and through me today. Amen.
We hope you've been uplifted by the reading of the Rhapsody of Realities today. The Rhapsody of Realities is available in all the known languages of the world. If you require a copy, please contact Love World Northampton Church on 07341 617 037 or loveworldnorthampton.org. You are also welcome to worship with us at Love World Northampton Auditorium at 64 Harborough Road in Kingsthorpe, NN2 7SH. God bless you.